This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is exactly 11 minutes before 3 p.m. on MUT Radio. You're still listening to Afternoon Hangout with myself, Awi Tukelese. And I did promise you that we do have Mr. Mahlaba on the line, who's going to be chatting with us about them as Microsoft introducing isiZulu as one of their official translators, Microsoft SA. Mr. Mahlaba, good afternoon and welcome on MET Radio.
Yes, I'm here. Are you guys good?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, finally?
I'm good, and I hope you guys are safe in all this rain and everything that's happening currently in KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah, man. Hey, we are trying. We lost life, but then, okay, hopefully everything will be back to normal and Yonke into is over, right? Thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio, and I hope you are also safe as well.
No, I'm safe and I'm good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, I was so excited when I heard the story because it is what we need, especially the young South Africans. It is what we've been looking forward to, so that Nathi sizoba accommodated as South Africans. And I heard that Microsoft has finally introduced isiZulu as one of the Microsoft translators. Please tell us more about that, sir.
Okwenzekayo, I mean, uma ukhumbula kahle Microsoft and all the way with our development, we are already able to translate to more than 100 languages. So it means that we are on the screen that our language, like it's French, it's Japan, in those parts. And one thing we are cool as our services or cloud services are getting available in Africa, but more especially in South Africa, was to start making sure that African languages, they join the suit. And again, I mean, this is one of the languages that is already now available. Kusho ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi udevelope, ukwazi ukuthi udevelope njalo noma uyenze ngesiNgisi. Uma ushile translation, it translates to isiZulu. And ikwazi ukuthi ayifunde nje, ayibone ngolimi lakubo.
Now, you're speaking of African languages, and ngiyacabanga ukuthi isiZulu is not the only African language esay introduciwe mhlambe ka Microsoft. Are there any other African languages esingawa mhlambe siwaziyo in Africa that you guys have or have introduced as one of our translators kwa Microsoft?
Yeah. So sikwazile Swahili is one of them, because you will know ukuthi Africa Swahili is calling across and for whatever good reason, the Afrikaans actually is already available and they are able to translate into Afrikaans. So I as a language, and I can see some of the languages in Somalia now, but they are still starting to build in that particular segment. So it's a very big growing stack, let's put it that way, within the Microsoft offering. Sell the show with the Africa, seeing a continent, is being accommodated with technology, more especially ensuring it by a multilingual translation in there, they limbs as a kai.
The main objective of this introduction of isiZulu to Microsoft for you guys to actually introduce isiZulu as one of the languages and ngathi abe ama translators kwa Microsoft.
Uma nje ubheka kahle ezameni ukuthi into ebalulekile kuthina, ngoba ukhumbule ukuthi umsebenzi esiwenzayo ukuthi sisusa impilo zabantu and sifake i-technology njengendlela yokuyenhliza ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukusebenza. So you can imagine with the fourth industrial revolution and the way things have changed in our lives and the way we have to adopt the new technology in our lives, the importance of language understanding, it's what really drives the economic participation first within the technological changes that we're going through. And secondly, we believe there's a lot of modeling, amasha, as well as figure, and which is into about creative. Technology cuts are over, but technology is into essentially services and jargon. Since you are born and singing in Campania in Kun, which go by Lake Ilewuti, Amani, Ama language, a Kunima band, with a squad of finger band, Kubantu Bonke, Kunga Makona, Aleon Tao, who made the squad of seven Zama language, Abo, who then say technology. Go technology, I found. So ifunda ngama language iyakwazi ukuthi isebenza ama language ahlukahlukene uma utranslate.
Senge naba nayo like a positive response towards this initiative ka Microsoft mhlawumbe abantu bebuyela kunina and actually responding ukuthi ibasize kanjani this thing yesizulu of introducing isiZulu kwi software again.
So ngingathi ngisazobhekelela kahle ngoba wakhumbula kahle phela kwapi I think izophela inyanga manje sik announce le officially ukuthi kwenzekile. So ngiyabona ukuthi vele kuzoba khona ke izinto ezintsha ezizokwenzeka ngenxa yakho. So solindela nje ukuthi laba ababheka kuma business analysis stage ukuthi abheke ukuthi ne reaction ithini. Kodwa mina njengomuntu okhuluma isiZulu and umuntu osebenza eMicrosoft for more than 11 years ngiyazi ukuthi reaction yakhona izoba positive ngoba already besizama ukuthi basifundise izingane into ebiba sometime ibe umehluko uma ufunda coding. Uqala ukuzama ukuthi translate kuyise kwi-English into ebengiyakwazi ukwenza ngesiZulu. So sengiyabona ukuthi siyabona nje kuzozama impela kube khona umthelelo omuhle ngoba kushuthi nabantu bazokwazi ukuthi baqale bakhe ama-app ngekithi umlabalaba ngeke wakhe nje ngoba ngawu-understand ukuthi from isiZulu noma emagimi esadlalayo ngesiZulu ngeke uvele wakhe online uma ukuthi awusi-understand isiZulu futhi ngeke ukuthi funa ngi-translate from isiZulu ngise kwi-English. Mafanele ngibhale i-code yakhona. Kuba lula uma uthi ngibhale i-code yakhona ngisebenzisa lona ulimi le lasekhaya engijwayele.
I understand Mr. Mahlaba ukuthi isiZulu is mostly spoke okanye abantu bayikhuluma kakhulu la eKZN. And I heard that you guys were working with the KZN department as well as the royal family. Please tell us more about that.
Okunye lokho engaziyo ukuthi abanye esebenza nabo eMicrosoft there is ama initiatives esiwenzayo manje phela ukuthi sesifikile la esizulwini ngetechnology kumele phela sibuyele ekhaya lapho isizwe sibelonga khona kubalulekile ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siwazi umbangezwe lakhe ukuthi ulimi lakhe seliyakwazi ukusebenza kulezi ze technology ne fourth revolution ukuze sikwazi ukuthatha iguidance even ku royal family ngokuthi sisebenzisa kanjani ke le advantage sikhona ukuthi sigcine amagugu nama heritage esizulu ukuthi yazi indawo ehlukahlukene nalokunye ke vele kuwumsebenzi wami ukusebenza nohulumeni waKwaZulu-Natal la eKwaZulu-Natal izinto enhle kabi ukuthi 98% even more of people bakhuluma isiZulu basebenza ngaso isiZulu so kwenza kube lula ukuthi sifide in using technology senze sure ukuthi konke lokhu kuyakwazi ukutranslate kulingane ngalo lolimi lwesiZulu ngalo ndlela yesiZulu and ke ukuye nje ukugcina ukhumbule ukuthi masiya phambili zonke izinto zizobe zisebenzi-technology kakhulu kubalulekile ukuthi masigcine amasiko namagugu wethu siwagcine nge-language yethu kuze singalokhu si-translator into ezingakwazi ukwenza isense ngokuthi nje kuphela noma ibhalwe ngesiZulu umuntu okhuluma isiNgisi uyakwazi ukuyishintsha. Okokugcina usiya ukukhumbule phela ukuthi isiZulu is the highly spoken language in South Africa currently. It's the number one actually. So abantu abaningi noma bengahlali KwaZulu-Natal bayasiza isiZulu futhi abanye bayacommunicate futhi ngaso.
Yo, nice. Yo, ngiyabonga kakhulu. This is I think izosiza kakhulu especially thina ke bantu basakhulayo who actually are using these types of ama software like about Microsoft and all that. Speaking of young people, and I understand ukuthi we are a predominantly isiZulu speaking university of technology in KwaZulu-Natal. What advice or programs does Microsoft have for ama students who are still maybe in universities?
Bangqale la zamini mina ngiy graduate eMangosuthu by the way lafu eMangosuthu ngafunda konke engikwaziyo kahle namhlanje eMangosuthu mawusukhuluma ngamathuba khona njengabantu abancane intsimini eMangosuthu ngawo nifunda okubalekile uma technology sifika ngalendlela efika ngayo isikwazi nanokuthi ibuyele olimini lakho siyachaca ukuthi akusafanele lokhu uzama ukubidilisha isiNgisi ngoba ufuna ukwenza ukuthini usungakwazi ukucabanga ngale ndlela okucabanga ngayo ukubhale phansi. Okubalulekile again ngihlale ngithi uma usikhondla sokhozi sinabantu abawu 7,000 abasilalele kusho ukuthi nani ukuthi ngisho ukuthi abantu abaningi abanilalelayo lapho ku-campus ngasemlazi bayasizwa lesiZulu. Awucabangi ukuthi bangakanani abantu abanamhlanje abangama-client potentially yokuthi uma wenza i-game noma wenza i-app uyifake isiZulu bakwazi ukuyisebenzisa. so amathuba maningi okubalekile nje abantu abancane kubaleka kakhulu ukuthi mawuphume emanguzi akukhulume ngemanguzi ngelanguage lesizulu ukwazi ukuthi uhlanganise iapp ikhuluma ngemanguzi manguzi yaziwa kakhulu ngeagriculture ucabange nje mase ubeke i-marketplace encanyana yasemanguzi ukwazi abantu bathenga amafutha asemanguzi from i-app zekhuluma isizulu nabantu abafuna isingisi uma beshintsha beya kuyona i-app basafuna ukubona ngesingisi ikwazi ukuyi-translate ngemiyeni esingisi baqhubeka so amathuba maningi okusizayo ukuthi ngoba uma sikhuluma ulimi lakithi we are more confident. This gives us an opportunity to be more confident. Ngoba sobe sikhuluma ulimi lakithi, sobe sikhoda ngolimi lakithi, so yonke into izobe isezulwini. Ofuna ukusazi ukuthi asizwe ngesiNgisi uzokwazi ukutranslate ayizwe ngesiNgisi. Kuya sakwazi ukunuza ukuthi sikwazi ukubona yonke into.
Bawumahlabi, thank you so much for joining us kwi-MET Radio. Siyabonga kakhulu. I like the fact that ngithe ngiphuthuma ngesiNgisi, ngithe ngiphuthuma ngesiZulu, ngithi ngiyakubamba, ngiyakubamba. Wayigijimela nje ngomageva.
Thank you so much
for joining us.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.